Hi guys! So today I wanted to talk about a book that I found at an airport recently, and I barely ever buy books at their full price. Usually I borrow them, or I am gifted them, or I buy them from thriftbooks.com, which I feel like I always talk about, so I have to say it in my sponsored voice, even though I've never actually been sponsored by anyone, anything. But anyway, thriftbooks.com is where I get most of my books. And so I got this at an airport, and it was just one of those little airport bookstores. My cat just attacked a box, and I'm not going to edit it out. I'm just going to talk through it. Anyway, bought this at an airport bookstore, and it kind of jumped out to me because it was in the middle of, like, this mystery section of the store, but it looks and feels like a children's book. And so when I first picked it up, it was kind of a, hey, this is out of place, I wonder where it goes. But then I picked it up, and it's really small, and it's hardcover, and it has, like, a cool illustration on the front. And then the inside, again, it looks like a children's book, so there's not a lot of words on the page, and a lot of the pages are just, like, a full page of illustration. So it seems like a children's book, but then I started reading it, and it is called The Beach at Night by Elena Ferrante, or Elena Ferrante, or Elena Ferrante, I don't know, but that's her name. And it's about a doll that gets lost on the beach because her owner accidentally leaves her there. And her owner is Mati, and she's a 5-year-old girl who just leaves her doll at the beach one day. And it's about what happens to this doll on the beach at night, and it's really creepy and dark, and it's definitely not a children's story. There's, like, lots of weird, kind of vague hints towards, like, sexual abuse and just lots of really nightmare-y type things, like getting words sucked out of your stomach and, like, losing all essence of your humanity because you don't have what you used to have. And I'm being kind of vague right now, but it's really hard to explain without actually reading the book. It's super light reading. I think I read it before I bought it. I was just standing in this airport bookstore for like 20 minutes, less than that. Probably took me about 10 minutes to read this. 10 minutes. I read it all the way through, and then I bought it. And I kind of felt guilty because you're not really supposed to read entire books before you buy them at bookstores. But I did it, and if you're into just, like really light reading that you can just, you know, just absorb a good story and be entertained, then I totally recommend it. It's a really good book. And it kind of, I don't know, it did that, it affected me for, like, a few days at least. I can't really say it touched me. It didn't, like, change my view on life or anything, but I just couldn't stop thinking about it for a really long time, just because it was so intriguing. And the illustrations are really cool looking, and again, dark, but, like, I mean, I would buy prints of these for sure, some of them, like, they're just so awesome. But yeah, that is my book ramble for the month of May. I hope you guys enjoyed, and see you next time.